Indira Gandhi Peace Prize conferred to Professor Sadako Ogata, the former UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee today urged the international community to help Afghanistan rebuild its economic stability. Vajpayee was speaking at the award ceremony of the Indira Gandhi Peace Prize for Disarmament and Development. The award was conferred to Dr. Sadako Ogata, the former UN High Commissioner for Refugees, for her work in promoting world peace by President APJ Abdul Kalam.
The international community has to redeem its pledges of assistance for institution building and human resource development so that Afghans from outside can return to a climate of political stability and economic recovery. India has pledged $100 million towards this objective and is working closely with President Karzai's government to achieve it. But the magnitude of the task demands the participation of other countries, of non-governmental agencies, and of UN agencies in this effort.
Professor Ogata had raised several issues in relation to the repatriation of refugees, security in Afghanistan, and status of human rights. Speaking at the ceremony, Professor Ogata reiterated her stand for the upliftment of the war-shattered country.
The US-led military action against the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda has brought world attention on the security and reconstruction needs of Afghanistan. Over 1.8 million refugees have already gone back, but their reintegration requires large reconstruction and development efforts. I am happy to recognize that India plays a major role in this international effort. The welfare and progress of the Afghan people is the best guarantee for peace and stability.
More than 25 years of war have displaced a fifth of Afghanistan's population. Mines have tripled its agriculture and roads and airports have been destroyed. Donors have warned that thousands of Afghans may starve this winter, even after the formation of a new government. Ashima Sharda, ANI.